When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, how about you, everybody? Welcome into the Auburn Live Recruiting Show. I'm your host, Jeffrey Lee, Senior Recruiting Editor for Auburn Live on 3. Today is April the 5th for you, and that's all that matters to us. We've got a great show for you. We've got a preview of the A-Day Visitor Recruiting Weekend. And here to talk to me about it all with you is Mr. Alan Head and Mr. Cole Pinkston. How about you, fellas?
How about you?
How about you, big dog?
All right. I am broadcasting semi-live from the cab of a Toyota 4x4, having spent the evening in the woods clucking and purring and cutting my way into no success whatsoever. However, it will not stop us. It will not keep us from bringing you the show. We're going to get to a lot of questions from the corner. We're going to talk about Hussein Longstreet, one of the biggest visitors of the weekend, if not the biggest, at least when the 2025 class is considered, considering the 2025 class is concerned, not considered. But first, before we get to it, we are going to talk about a realtor in the Auburn Opelika area, Lee County area, the extended version of your Auburn University campus. Ms. Jessica Andrews with the Talents Group, folks. If you're looking for a realtor, if you need some help selling a house, buying a house, she is the one for you. Look no further. Give her a call, 334-704-4442. She is a 5-star realtor. If you don't believe me, just ask me, and I'll tell you. She is absolutely a 5-star realtor. Give her a try, and then you can tell me that, hey, you were telling the truth. And if you don't say that, I'll call you a liar. Give her a call, 334-704-4442. Tell her we sent you. All right, folks, let's talk about the biggest news of the weekend coming up is the return of Mr. Hussein Longstreet, the number 7 quarterback in the country, if I'm not mistaken. He is from Corona, California. He visited last week, and he is coming back, I think, Friday to spend the night, spend Saturday in Auburn, and then make a decision, I believe, on April the 14th. Is that right?
That is my understanding, Jeffrey.
Has visited Ole Miss earlier this week. I think he was going to Oregon at some point. But we all believe, as well as anybody else who follows his recruitment, this is a two-team battle, really, realistically, between Auburn and Texas A&M. Guys, we talked a little bit about it on the call-in show on Sunday, but, you know, how big is this visit to you, Mr. Cole Pinkston, for Auburn?
It's the most important. It's the most important visit of the year so far.
Completely.
Because I don't think it's a done deal yet. I'll put it that way. It seems like it's trending toward that, and this visit means a lot in regards to it being a done deal, but I don't think it's a done deal yet. So this visit is important, is the number one most important visit of the year so far, because you got to finish the deal here. You got to close the deal because you got all the momentum right now. If you're Auburn, you got him coming back like you thought would be the kicker. And, got to close the deal. I say it's not done yet, but trending that way.
Trending in a good way, Mr. Allen Head?
I think so. I mean, look at the week the young man's had. He spent Monday and Tuesday in Oxford visiting with Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, then flies all the way back out to the West Coast to spend the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, in Eugene, to then turn around and fly back southeast and come to Auburn after you just visited 2 weekends ago. So it shows you how much he wants to be at Auburn this weekend. It shows you how valuable he is to Hugh Freeze and how we've prioritized him in this class. We've talked a considerable amount at getting a premium quarterback in this class and building your class around it. At this point, Hussein Longstreet is the guy. That's who they want to build this class around, in my opinion. And having everything go right, and as Cole said, sealing the deal, that is the absolute number one thing on the line this weekend. If nothing else matters from a recruiting standpoint, now obviously there are other objectives as it pertains to football that you want to see, but from a recruiting perspective, doing what you need to do to get a premium quarterback in this class, and not just a premium one, one that fits your scheme. This is a kid that can run the RPO. You can use him in the quarterback run game. Very football savvy, smart. He's obviously already done a fantastic job at the Elite 11 regional circuit, I think, out in L.A. He's going to be a finalist here relatively soon. But, I mean, he stacks up as one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the country and maybe even the top five guy when it's all said and done. So getting a caliber of that quarterback in this class this early that you can build around, absolutely massive. And I do believe it's trending in the right way. Otherwise, he wouldn't be in Auburn this weekend. I mean, he could easily say, you know what, I'm worn out, I'm tired, I've taken four visits here all right in a row. Nope, he's coming back. And so that shows you that at a minimum, it's 50-50. And if this weekend goes the way we think it can, we may be in the driver's seat moving forward, guys.
Let's see. On three, consensus has him at number six, not number seven. Number six overall quarterback in the country coming back this weekend. Looking forward to seeing what he has to say for Saturday after the A-Day scrimmage. A couple of other big names that we have confirmed that are planning to be in Auburn are, let's see, Nathaniel Marshall. He's the number one defensive lineman. Is that right?
Yes.
Nathaniel Marshall. Tavares Dice is coming back.
He's the number one player in the state of Illinois.
There you go.
Man, I thought it said, oh, I see the ST. That means state. Number three, number three defensive lineman overall. And, number one and 31 overall. Okay. Nathaniel Marshall. And then I think, Cole, you had a breaking news on 2026 class, the number one overall player in the country, Jakeem Stewart.
Yes.
From Louisiana.
Yeah, he's the number one player in the country. When you look at a guy's ranking and it's got 1-1-1 across the board, they're legit, okay? That guy's coming to Auburn this weekend for A-Day is what we're understanding right now. He's expected to be there. I know there was another time he was expected to be at Auburn, didn't make it. So that's why I say that expected. We need to make sure. But I want to see him there. But that's a big deal. Nathaniel Marshall, I just want to point out, he's from Illinois. Fontrell King-Williams, if you don't know, is from the Chicago area, I believe.
That's correct.
So you have a connection there, and I believe Vontrell King-Williams was almost leading that recruitment back when Nathaniel Marshall visited for the Ole Miss game during the last season. He was the go-between. He was the contact. So now that Vontrell King-Williams is the main guy, might want to watch out for Nathaniel Marshall here. I don't know. I need to learn more about him, but he is – I mean, he's somebody that I've got to keep on my radar a little bit more closely than we have, for sure.
And that's one I mentioned when Jeffrey put his list out a couple weeks back and we were talking about premium defensive linemen we could add in this class. That's one that just jumped out to me because of where Vontrell Williams is from and the roots he has to the Midwest. So I'm with you, Cole. What that young man says coming out of this weekend is going to be very interesting to me. And I think he's somebody, when you look at the state of Illinois, there are teams that recruit that state relatively well, but Illinois itself, the state school, is not a powerhouse. So you're not necessarily scared about going in trying to pluck an in-state kid. That's going to be interesting. With ties there, I'm really going to be interested to see what you guys report coming out of that one.
Yep.
Jakeem Stewart from Reserve, Louisiana. St. Augustine, if I'm not mistaken, man, Auburn had a kid. He was a four-star linebacker back in the day, son. But remember the quarterback who was from Reserve, Louisiana? Who was that? Oh, gosh. He went to LSU.
Wasn't Noel Narcisse or something like that?
It was Narcisse.
Yeah.
Because he committed to us and then decommitted.
Lowell.
Yeah.
Lowell was his first name.
Yeah, he visited Auburn a couple times.
Committed, I believe. I think he was a commitment at one point and then decommitted.
Yeah,
there was a Horton kid from St. Augustine. He was from Louisiana. Signed with Auburn. I have to come back to this kid because, oh, man. Something like that. I'll come back to it. Anyways, we're going to have Saturday, we'll have a live recruiting thread as these other kids. Listen, there's going to be a lot of kids we don't have confirmed before they show up. There are a lot of them are going to show up. We're going to have them all at Auburn Live on 3. One quick little plug. Don't forget about the Corey Raymond. It wasn't him, but yes, he was this kid was
Alonzo man. Horton.
Okay. Was that him?
Big Zoe Horton, yeah.
But that's who I'm probably thinking of. Man. Come back to you on that.
If you're, but anyways, if you're just joining us, Jeffrey is not in a closet. He is in a Toyota.
That's right. And I'm certainly not coming out of it. Hey! all right, so stick with us at Auburn Live on 3 for the recruiting thread. On Saturday, we'll have it up early going. Auburn's going to start their, I think, scrimmage portion at around 2 a.m. 2 p.m. And we'll have it all day long. We'll be updating it throughout the day. Let's get to some questions from the corner and talk about what these guys want us to talk about. Answer some questions. Kyle Shue getting us started. What's the feel on Longstreet? Heading into the A-Day visit. Real quick, we kind of gave a general overview of our feel. I feel it's a fantastic. I think it lines up perfectly for what if you're an Auburn fan. If he's not coming back this Saturday, I probably wouldn't feel as good. I don't think Auburn would be out of it because I think he had a fantastic visit last week. Man, you got to feel really good about it, him coming back if and when he shows back up.
Agreed. You got to see him there. Like, I mean, I think we are all under the impression he's going to show. And typically speaking, quarterbacks don't tip their hand and say they're going to be someplace they're not. But until he actually lands on campus, you definitely are going to be a little bit cautious about the optimism there. But if he gets there, it's all gas, baby. All gas if he shows up on campus.
I tell you what, I'm going to be real cautious here. Just because quarterback recruiting is a different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if you're talking high school or portal, quarterbacks are the money getters. Okay. That's the bottom line. It's the exact same in the NFL. Now I don't know Husan Longstreet all that personally, so I don't know if that's the big thing for him. I think Jeffrey, you asked him about NIL. Is that important to you? And he said, yeah, you know, it's going to be there. It's going to be there wherever I go. So,
honest answer there.
Yeah. Yeah. And so look, I'm being cautious here because I know how much people covet him, Texas A&M. They don't want to lose him. Ole Miss just had him for 2 days. Okay. But again, the visit is what we've talked about this whole time would probably be the turning point if he came back for A-Day. Now he's coming back. If today were signing day, I'd pick Texas A&M after the visit. I'd probably pick Auburn, depending on what I hear from that visit.
I couldn't agree with you more. And that statement of it's going to be there makes me believe, though, that he's got other things that are going to drive that recruitment, that the offer has to be ballpark, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the top one. I think quarterback development and a handful of other things will factor into that decision, but I think every offer is going to have to be within the same ballpark for him to truly give you consideration.
Sure.
Let's see, a Wardam 2-3. If you had to pick a set of teammates to land in-state for this class, is it Anquan Fegans, Jared Smith, ooh, or Eric Winters, Zion Grady? Ooh, interesting.
Don't forget Jacoby Ward and Third Scroggins.
That would be my pick.
That's where my mind went.
I couldn't pick against either one of those cats, either one of those duos.
Boy, how about all of them?
Yeah.
Would be nice, right?
Gosh, that's a tough question.
Are we talking about just if we could pick, or are we talking about what we think is the most likely?
I guess if you had to pick, right? So who's the better duo, I guess, is the question.
If we're talking duo, it's Anquan Fegans and Jared Smith, in my opinion. Like, I think they're the best duo of that group. If we're talking the most likely, it's Third Scroggins and Jacoby Ward, in my opinion.
So here's how I'm looking at this. Jared Smith and Zion Grady, who are both edges, are more what they can be in the future, like potential. I see elite potential in both of those players. Anquan Fegans and Eric Winters are, to me, can't-miss prospects. Like, they are ready to play when they get to campus. So it's can't-miss prospect versus potential high ceiling. And that's what you got in both of these duos. And it's hard for me to pick for that reason because I see them both almost equal. Depends on what Auburn needs more, and I almost feel like it's Eric Winters.
I hear you on that, and I'm going to be honest, man. Personally, I'm not as high on Zion Grady as other people are. I mean, I think he's a fantastic athlete, but he's still raw in several parts of playing outside linebacker. Like, when I watch Third Scroggins tape, I see a natural pass rusher. And with Zion Grady, I see Dylan Brooks. I'm going to be honest. Can he put on weight? That's what I don't know. You know what I mean? I think Dylan was a great athlete, but he just never translated at Auburn. So I'll be interested to see how he develops. It's not that I'm trying to pull against the kid or anything. I'm just being honest on my assessment of him.
That's fair.
Fair enough. Let's see. Oh, Jack-O-Lantern, 1-1. Which two running backs will Auburn sign in this class? Wish I knew that. Made my job a lot easier. What are the two? Who are the two most likely? At this point, it would probably be maybe an Alvin Henderson and maybe a Mills Knight or the one Morris.
Yeah. I got to talk to Shakai Mills Knight on Thursday. And by the time you watch this, you'll probably be reading that story. Shakai Mills Knight, man, he really lit up about Auburn. And that's a big running back. It almost leads me to believe they might really take a hard look at that guy because he measured in on this visit about 6'1", 217.
Oh, wow.
That's his size. And he's a big guy, you know. So I almost think that he's somebody they're going to start looking at a little bit more. I think Jasper Parker might be a little bit more down the line, even though he just visited. And then there's DeJuan Morris. So who's that top running back you get? Because I feel like Mills, Knight, Morris, Parker are tier two. Tier one being Alvin Henderson, Kylan Deere, Usman Chroma.
So, and who's the kid that committed to Alabama?
Oh, yeah. I think he might be tier two.
Turbo Rock.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, he's a smaller guy.
Yeah,
he is. So it'll be interesting how you pair backs in this class, right? Like, because you think you're going to take one that's a little bit smaller, probably more athletic, faster, and then another bruiser that you can kind of bang between the tackles. So it'll be, if you get Alvin, maybe Mills Knight would be a really great compliment to him. So,
you know what? To answer the question, I got to tell you, not going to bet on Alvin right now. Just not.
I wouldn't.
So I'll say Mills Knight and maybe Usman Chroma, maybe. Just taking a shot here. That would be a good pairing, I think. Now, they're both big backs, but they're different.
I like it. Jeffrey, what do you think?
I mean, hell, I feel like Alvin Henderson ends up at Auburn. And then Mills Knight and DeJuan Morris. I'm not betting on it for sure. I got $2 in my pocket.
That's what I'm saying for sure. That's what I'm saying, Jeffrey. I think Alvin ends up at Auburn, but I sure ain't betting on it anymore.
Right. Nah.
All right, let's see. Alvin, by the way, had initially planned to announce on Friday. He did say at the time, to be fair, unless I visit Penn State, then I'll push it back. He was there at Auburn on Tuesday. He told us off the record April the 11th, so that's next Wednesday. And the reason for that being or at least I learned on Thursday that he does indeed plan to visit Penn State this weekend. So he's not expected back in Auburn, but the April 11th date looks at least legit for now. We know how this goes, but we'll see what he says after this weekend visit to Penn State. Let's see, TJ Molt. What does the O-line and D-line 2026 board look like? Hell, I don't know how the 2025 board looks. 2026, I would go, TJ, I would go to the football recruiting tab, hit the offers, and look at who they've offered on the offensive line board. I know there are some big dogs out there. We talked to the one kid. There's been several guys visit, but the kid, man, they love this kid. Who was talking about the negative recruiting?
Oh, yeah. Emmanuel Iheanacho.
Iheanacho, yeah. I would start with him, DJ. I would go to that 2026 offer list. That would be a good start. Let's see, Dust. Dawn. What if he married Dawn? That'd be pretty cool. How is the staff feeling about the D-line situation compared to pre-spring? I'm guessing this is a football question.
Yeah, I think probably we could bend it into transfer portal recruiting because I think that's where they're kind of angling at. We've talked about ad nauseum that we thought that they needed at least one more defensive tackles, but probably two and an edge, if we're being honest. Like, I think that's kind of the need right now, in my opinion. What about you guys? You guys have seen it up close and personal. What's your feelings on it?
Cole, I think at least two interior guys.
Yeah.
And at least an edge.
Yeah, we're all in agreement there. Two and an edge, got to be two interior, at least one nose for sure. Maybe two noses.
We've seen them offered Philip Blotty from Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
He set up a lot of business, and not one of them is Auburn. But, I mean, that was, hey, listen, the transfer portal is still, I guess it's less than 2 weeks away, but it's still early for that. There's going to be an exodus coming.
As far as how the staff feels on it, I mean, Hugh Mass Freeze exodus. Said it the other day. Hugh Freeze said, we're probably going to need some portal help at D-line. And in my experience, for a head coach to come out and say that, that's pretty telling.
Yeah, pretty transparent. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
See, old Jimmy Sexton, big dog! Do you think the 2025 class will include any consensus five stars? Woo! Consensus five stars, so not many of those, are there?
No.
Well, who's the best shot at being one?
Hassan Longstreet, I would think.
You go to player rankings.
Naeem Offord, if you got back in it with him.
Naeem sure. Offord, that's your best shot right there.
Juju Lewis, that doesn't seem possible. Andrew Babalola, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Babalola, absolutely.
Josh Petty.
Josh Petty, yes.
Caleb Cunningham, maybe.
Caleb Cunningham.
For sure, Caleb Cunningham's a consensus five.
I tell you what, though, if it was 1.5, I'd take the under.
I would. I think you're probably talking 1 5-star in this class, and then you're stacked with a lot of 4-star talent to go along with.
A lot of top 250, top 300 guys.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see. T. Phillips, 1007. What's the update on basketball portal recruiting? Talked to J.P. Pegues. What was that, Wednesday night? He visited South Carolina this past weekend, visited Auburn Tuesday and Wednesday. He's going to visit Florida after the dead period ends on April the 11th. So he'll be at Florida Friday week, or next Friday for you all listening. And then he's going to make a decision. But by that time, I believe we will see Miles Rice have visited. I'm thinking next weekend Miles Rice comes in for a visit. Those are your two point guards that Auburn has targeted early, and they're both extremely high on the board. Auburn would like to get one of those two guys, and then maybe a four, Allen.
Yeah, I think a four. They've kicked the tires on DJ Burns out of Youngstown. Yep.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Out of Youngstown State. I think they've also talked to another young man from TCU. That was what was reported by Justin, I believe, but not exactly sure how much interest we have there. But absolutely a four, maybe another two contingent on, or another point contingent on what happens
right.
with Aiden Holloway.
Right.
Obviously, Trey Donaldson's in the portal right now, so you kind of have some unassuredness there. Although it would be really tough to pull two portal point guards In my opinion, you may have to go to junior college or some other place, contingent on how that position shakes out somewhat, and then maybe even another backup five. But for sure, a point and a four, Jeffrey, you're at your spot on there, and then maybe another guard, depending on what happens with Trey Radin.
Wardam 2-3, over and under 3.5 commitments before we host our first OV in May. In May, 3.5 commitments, 3.5 commitments. That could be Houston Longstreet, could be Alvin Henderson, could be a surprise or two. I'll say under.
I say over.
Okay.
Jacoby Ward.
Jacoby Ward would be 3.
Cardae Smith, maybe, if he pushes his up.
Jamichael Garrett. There's several. Hezekiah Harris, who's going to be
back right now. Okay. I like
If we're counting 2026, then I'll go over. If we're going 2025 exclusively, I'm going to go under just because I don't know what Eric Winters is going to do. I think there's one that said he's going to wait that I think could pop. I'm not going to throw that name out there just yet, but he might have a commitment. Don't know what Alvin's going to do just yet. I think he absolutely could pick Auburn. I think he could absolutely pick somebody else too. It wouldn't surprise me. And then obviously Houston Longstreet. So there's a potential to be over on that. I mean, that's four guys right there. But does that happen, or do people get talked into taking visits? That's the tough part of this year, man, because there are going to be so many teams that are pressing these kids. Come visit, don't commit. Come visit, don't commit. Wait till June to commit or July to commit. A lot of pressure on them. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Let's see what Smitty J, you know what I'm saying? All right, any targets or commits, potential day one starters as true freshmen? None that I can think of. I mean, even a Caleb Cunningham, right? I mean, maybe a Caleb Cunningham, but you've got, I tell you what, Bryce Kane is a badass big dog. I'm just thinking.
If I'm picking one guy on the current commit list, it's probably Jordan Crawford. If I'm having to pick somebody.
I mean, the best bet, yeah. Anthony, that would be something I'd like to hear from you on Sunday. Like, who would you make a case for?
Yeah.
Because I can't make a case for anybody right now. And I'm trying to think what position and then go from there, and I don't see anybody right now. I don't see a need being anywhere next year for a true freshman.
Yeah, well, Jeffrey, you know why that is. It's because the young talent on Auburn's football team will be seasoned by then. And then you're looking at building upon that and adding depth to that instead of having to have immediate guys. Because any immediate holes, you'll go get, you know, 4 or 5, maybe 6, 7 guys from the transfer portal. So you're not relying on the high school class anymore. You're building with the high school class now. That's where you should be at this point in the rebuild. Right. I think that's why we keep saying, boy, they're on track. They are on track.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a position where you need a true freshman to come in. Especially down with the transfer portal, with JUCO, there's really not a need unless it's – and listen, the position would be wide receiver. I mean, that's about the only place you could – right? I mean, wide receiver maybe.
Or tight end. There's probably a place for tight end.
You know, if they were to get an Elias Williams or somebody like that.
Well, for that, I'd say Hollis Davidson. I could see that guy playing early.
Okay.
Especially as a receiver, because he's not going to be asked to block at an SEC level. He's just going to be asked to go out there and be what he is, a natural pass catcher.
Yeah. But that'd be a good discussion question. Smitty J, I would like to hear your thoughts on that as well. Let's see, University of Auburn, which is every recruit in the country. thoughts on Steve Wilfong's prediction on Brody Shoal, Broderick Shoal, big offensive lineman, potential future 5-star on 3 to Auburn, Valen Shoal soon. I don't see that happening soon. How does that affect the OT board? I wouldn't affect it other than add another one on there. They're going to take 6 or 7 of these guys. But thoughts on it, and we've mentioned this on the board. I think it's a gut call by Steve. I don't think he knows anything. Brody Broderick's going to take – he's already got Texas Tech visit set up, so it's not like this is happening soon. I mean, or at least that's my understanding.
So when you land a guy like Shoal is what I would consider a tier one guy for Auburn.
Absolutely.
That has nothing to do with his ranking. Now, On3 has him as the number 18 player in the country, which means he's going to be a five-star with On3 if he holds on to that. I don't think it has – what I'm trying to tell you is it has nothing to do with the ranking. It's how Auburn approaches this player. I watched Auburn roll out the red carpet for Shoal. We heard all kinds of things about Shoal being one of the top OTs in the country, according to Auburn, not according to rankings. So if they land a tier one guy like that, it does not affect the board. They're a guy that you take no matter what, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, if they had seven committed and he wanted in, move over, big dog. Like,
somebody's out and he's in. That's how that works.
But you know what? Maybe he's a guy who surprises everybody and commits out of the blue. You know, I could see him being that guy.
Sure.
And I don't think Steve would have put that in there. I mean, of all the guys that he could have predicted to Auburn, he chose this cat from Oklahoma who visited Auburn one time 2 weeks ago. So there's got to be something to it there. I'm not privy to that information. I don't press Steve for that information. That's all him. And that's definitely a good sign if you're an Auburn fan. If Steve Wilfong thinks this kid ends up at Auburn.
I agree.
In March.
No, definitely. I mean, he's obviously got intel that we're not privy to. So
right.
Reading tea leaves on that one, yeah, it sets up well for us. But you want to see the young man come officially visit, and we'll see how it all goes from there. But definitely got to be encouraged for sure.
Put it this way. I wasn't exactly going to follow with Wilt Fong on that prediction just because I'm not quite ready to make that prediction. But it didn't surprise me that he made that prediction because Brody Shoal himself told us, you know, Auburn's top two with Texas Tech. That's what he said right when he left his Auburn visit, and he's taken some other visits since then. And things have probably changed some, but, you know, checking in on that after I saw that prediction, I'm still getting Auburn vibes from him. So that pick absolutely makes sense.
I think he's set up in a – no, he has yet to, but I think he's got his Texas State visit set up. Either way, we'll be following him very, very closely and probably expecting back sometime in the summer. If his interest in Auburn is legit, we fully believe it is. Let's see what old Robertdale won. Over under 1.5 of the following four linebackers ending up in Auburn's class: Duke Johnson, the Alabama commitment; Jaden Perlotti, the Georgia commitment; Eric Winters, the presumably Georgia lean; Tyler Lockhart. Is he from Mississippi?
Yes.
Yeah.
So over and under on two of the you gonna get one.
I go under. Yeah, it's the under on that one. I think we've got other linebacker targets.
I think Eric Winters of that, of those four, I would think Eric Winters. I know Auburn's in it with Tyler Lockhart probably more than people think, but I just don't, right now, I don't see him ending up at Auburn. Hard freeze warning. Over under. Man, I'll tell you what, this over under thing's kind of catching on here. 3.5. it makes for good conversation. It does.
Yeah.
Good discussion questions. Over under 3.5. How many transfer out and brought in after spring? Oh, I'd definitely take it over on that. How many five-star sign in the December class? We said one earlier. I think we'll stick with that. But over and under 3.5 on does anybody disagree with that? Definitely going over on the out and definitely going over on the in.
Yeah, I think you're probably looking 5 to 6 on the in and probably 4 to 6 on the out, if I had to guess, just given what little bit I've been able to pick up.
Yep,
yeah, I think 5.5 might be a better over-under there. And that would be – I mean, like you said, we're expecting anywhere. I think 5 to 6, and you're replacing the ones that are even pretty much.
Right.
I mean, those numbers are probably going to be pretty similar.
I would think so. I mean, they may try to take even more than that because they've got space. They've got space for 5 guys right now. Now, they may award some, you know, reward some walk-ons. You've got a couple guys like the kid that transferred in from Baylor. They may put him on scholarship.
Great.
A handful of others.
Econ 24. Now, let's see. Give me your best hot take. Your hot takes are done, son. Give me your best hot take for the upcoming football season, team, individual, or coaching related. Hot take.
Ooh.
Let's see. Hot take. Hey, I got you a hot take. Peyton Thorne. will be that's a hot take. I don't even know if I believe it. Great day. Peyton Thorne will pass for more than 2,000 yards. Is that a hot take?
No.
No.
I was going to say like a big season.
If you said more than 2,700, I would call that hot take. That's hot take territory for Peyton Thorne, in my opinion.
Man, you know, I after seeing practice again Tuesday, full practice, and seeing all the quarterbacks throw, I was going to make my hot take there, but I don't know that I have confidence to do that.
Okay, I got one. I got one. I had to think about this for a minute. Mine is actually going way totally different path here. My hot take is that one player that you absolutely do not want to leave is going to transfer out. And one player that is really, really good is going to transfer in. I mean, really good. You're going to love it. That's my hot take.
Zach in the back says, Keldrick Falk finished his top five in the SEC for sacks. It's a pretty big hot take, true sophomore. I will say this, Auburn's starting quarterback, whomever it shall be, will be top five in touchdown passes.
Okay.
That's hot take.
Mine was similar to Zach's, but I'm going to put J-Mac as our first double-digit sack guy.
Hmm. Ooh, that's good. I like it. I like it. Let's see. Tigers Unlimited. We have a real shot with Nathaniel Marshall. Talked about this kid earlier. He's the kid from Chi-Town. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Illinois.
We're near there. Yeah.
Yeah, that area. Real shot, Cole. You think so? I have no reason to doubt you. I think Vontrell King Williams is obviously going to be big here. I tell you what, we probably had a better feel on this kid Saturday after we talked to him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Real shot, yes. I don't know enough about him to say how much right now, but there's some connections there that make sense. That's what we're saying.
How much does having two other Illinois natives on the team and Sam Jackson and Peyton Thorne also help contribute to this recruitment? I mean, maybe they can connect with the young man a little bit and let him know some about Auburn. So,
and you got to think, this guy's already been to an Auburn game, so he is he's wanting to come back. He's wanting to come back, and he chooses a weekend where there's going to be a game atmosphere. So that obviously meant something to him.
Oh, let's see, Tuskegee Tiger. Hey, this is a good guy, man. I've been following him. He's a new member. How can y'all know a kid's special just by watching? What traits do y'all look for when scouting those kids? This is a y'all question. What are y'all looking for?
Cole, why don't you go ahead and start?
Because I know what I only look for. I look for ass, you know what I'm saying?
If it's defensive lineman, I'm definitely looking at how big their ass is. That's for sure.
Yeah. It depends on the position.
Yeah.
Very dependent on the position. If I'm looking at lines of scrimmage, you know, I want to see domination first. But really, then you get into what level they play in high school. It's more about the feet. You got to have feet as a big guy. And I'm not talking good feet for a big guy. I mean good feet, period. You know, we're not talking about just, hey, he's big and he's got pretty good feet for somebody who weighs 300 pounds. No, they got good feet and they can match up with anybody on the football field. To me, Tavares Dice fit that description so perfectly. And Auburn felt the exact same way because just like I was talking about with Brody Scholl, Tavares Dice was in the tier one category for Auburn.
No, I mean, I think you're spot on. That's definitely something as far as feet. Better than functional athleticism. I mean, I think those are all pluses when you're talking about offensive lineman or big man recruiting, period. If you're talking wide receiver, for me, it's balance and body control. That's the defining factor. That's a big one. If you're running backs, obviously, you know, size, speed, frame, all that's going to play a part, but it's the vision and the patience that separate them from me. Those are the things that you're looking at when you're taking a peek at highlights. You know, do they do those things? Because that's what makes them special. Do they see that cutback lane that other backs don't see? Do they have the ability to accelerate and cut in and out of their breaks? you know, at top end speed. So those are just a few things that when you're trying to separate good to special, those are some factors that come into play for me for sure.
And Zach in the back says, bend in an edge or a defensive yes. lineman. You got to have bend. In other words, they're not stiff. They're able to be flexible. They can get their ear to the ground, turn the corner. You know, that's a big deal. And to me, the exemplary guy of that is Third Scroggins. When you watch his tape.
Cole, he is a natural pass rusher. He just has that bend.
His tape reminds me a lot of Jamonte Waller's last year. A lot. Except Third Scroggins is about 6'3". That's the difference.
See, he looks like Dee Ford. When I see him, that initial twitch off the ball and then that bend that he has to be able to get to the quarterback and just – and then to be at his age and then to show the COD that he has to be able to put his foot in the ground, plant, and go the other direction and chase, he's got some – and I saw him long arm a guy. I mean, he's got some technique to him. So it's not just all speed rush off the edge. But I really love that kid. I know he's I'm probably homering on him, but regardless of who lands that kid, I really think he's going to be a steal. I honestly do.
Yeah, if you're wanting to know more about his recruitment, it sounds like Auburn and Tennessee might be the top two for him. I think it's going to be an Auburn-Tennessee battle, which is – I was just talking to Christian Clemente about this. You don't see many Auburn-Tennessee battles. That is not a school that Auburn's in battles with a lot these days for whatever reason.
Sylvester Smith's the last one I can remember yeah. being an Auburn-Tennessee battle.
Sylvester Smith, yeah. I mean, I can't think of many others, but
the kid from Hanley, Dylan Brooks. You mentioned him earlier.
Oh yeah, yep. Dylan Brooks, Mike Matthews, but Auburn really didn't have much of a chance with him.
No.
Justin Williams was a running back that was, you know, never could really figure out if he was a take for Auburn. He went to Tennessee. Anyway, seems like those two schools are standing out over the pack for Third Scroggins. I'd give Auburn a slight edge right now.
I think that's fair.
Jeffrey, I heard that Colt, what I didn't hear, I saw it reported. He said that you interviewed Third and said he sounded like Nosa Igwe to you.
He now, gave me that vibe. He was very studious. He was very high-character kid. A good representative of his family, of his high school. Just Nosa is just a five-star guy. And this kid reminded me of him. He carried himself like Nosa did.
I tell you what, man. Go ahead, Cole.
Jacoby Ward was the same way, and their team
absolutely
over there at St. Benedictine.
Military school.
Props to that school. They do a good job with those guys, evidently.
Well, if you play like Third Scroggins does on tape, and then you act like Nosa Igwe off the field,
you got a future.
Sign me up. Okay.
Right.
We are going to be signing up a lot of recruits this weekend. We're going to be all over it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a busy weekend. Of course, transfer portal is coming up too. We will be covering it all at Auburn Live on 3. Don't forget, if we're going to get to some how about yous before we go, but I want to throw out the YouTube promotion, the promo code, AU, capital A, capital U, 1. Get those 2 free months for $1. Just don't tell anybody. Secret. Just our YouTube listeners and Spotify and Apple guys. We'll let y'all have 2 months for $1. It's a great time to get signed up. All right, how about yous this week? How about yous this week? Okay, I like it.
Let's see.
I'll go ahead and I'll throw mine out there, Alan, while you're looking.
Go ahead.
Braden. That's Braeden, and he takes that very seriously.
Okay.
How he spells it.
I like it.
He posted in our Auburn Live A-Day Shindig thread that we all need to username name tags so people can continue their beefs in person, and we can see who the real Fred is.
I would love that.
Oh, good, man.
I think I'm going to have that option there. I would love if people had the sticker on. Like,
yeah, you know. Yeah, for sure. Sometimes when you ask them and they say it, it's one of those weird ones. They're like, you can't understand what they're saying. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know you. You know.
But if I see it, I'll be like, man, hell yeah. So, all right, Braden, how about you, Braden?
Braden, South College.
Okay. I like old South College. South
College gets one. And then old Cameron Cade. And I'm sure he will get one from you. The funniest response ever.
All right, Alan Head, who you got, big dog?
I got Denim Vest. He had me rolling a little bit this week.
Basketball
and then,
guy.
Yeah. And then let's go with Zay Allen 11. I thought he had some good posts this week. And then Stats Don't Matter. Those are my three.
Good, good. That's a good one. Times two Classic. For old stats.
Classic.
Times two for old stats. All right. There we I think, go. Let's see. You know what? I tagged Danny Pitts last week, but I forgot to mention him on the show. I had written him down, and I never mentioned him. So how about you to Danny Pitts times two just for me? There you go. There you go. Thank you, Alan Head.
Make it cubed. Make it cubed.
All right.
If you're giving a times two just from you, I got to get an extra one in there.
All right. D. Pitts, big dog.
He's good. He's good.
D. Pitts. You know what I had, Cole? Oh, Braden.
Hey, times two.
And it's him. And his, this was for a different post. He said, too much. Oh, Knox, Johnny Knox, you know, our gift guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He made a gift for old Coochie.
Yeah.
And Braden said, too much rabbit, not enough Coochie. Yeah! How about you, Braden? Let's see who else I have on here. Wasn't able to write them down. How about you, the phone?
Okay.
How about you, the pee home? Let's see. How about you, the Colt 45?
And two zigzags.
That's all we need. Hey, there's a Cameron K times 245. All right, let's see who else. Man, what does that say? Be mung and nast.
We need to get Jeffrey some of them Jimbo glasses, bro.
Oh, here it comes, coming into focus. Be mung and nast. He said my kids look like those kids off of Talladega Nights. Oh, and that's it.
I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey chip.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew, big dog. That wasn't me as a kid. It looked like Brooks, though, for sure. Oh, by the way, let's talk about this shindig real quick. Let me give everybody a reminder. We're gonna be at Bunkers in Auburn. It's on Westland Avenue. There's parking garage right behind Bunkers. I mean, it's attached. It's fantastic. Easy parking, free parking, and they've got it marked for Bunkers people. So pull in there behind. It's on the other side of Waffle House. So you've got Live Oaks down there. You got Waffle House, and then Bunkers is over there next on the other side of Waffle House from College Street. If you turn off College Street on West Glen, it's Live Oaks, Waffle House, and then Bunkers is in the corner of this big parking apartment building. Pull in there, and it'll say Bunkers Parking. Go back there, park in the parking garage, free parking. And we'll be there from 6 to whenever. I know I'm leaving at 9-ish, 10. I got to be home by 10, Jessica said. We've got a big, long day Saturday. Got to get some sleep. Do not need to be needing water on a Saturday, Cole.
No. Cole walking there all red-eyed and shit.
No, you don't need to do all that.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up, man. Another great week. Y'all look forward to the covers this weekend, A-Day. And then we'll be back Sunday night with the call-in show. Appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate everybody watching. We truly do. For Alan Head, for Cole Pinkston, for Zach in the back. Who stayed in the back? I'm Jeffrey Lee May. Y'all stay that left lane. See ya.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.